weeky? It is. How many weeks do they get?
Two.
Done.
They don't get paid for it until January.
They don't? Well, isn't that funny?
Well, that time's taxes. So we got...
That'll help out in the taxes.
Yeah.
His income tax. Radio your voice will be on there.
Huh?
Yeah, you're talking
to them.
You don't mind.
And Father got married while they went to Columbus to get the things to go to housekeeping, you know. And Dad went into a store, a hardware store, I guess, or anyway, he went in where they had dishes. And this man knew him because he'd been over there so much. And he said, well, what do you want? And my dad said, oh, I want teacups and sassers and everything. The teacups and sassers, he didn't call them saucers,
uh-huh.
He called them sassers.
Uh-huh.
And I know they kidded him about that so much. And things they used to do back in my land. They're really different now.
Yeah. Well, I'm a graduate student.
Oh, you're doing this stuff.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Borrowed your pen.
Yeah.
See, I wanted to borrow a pen of yours. Well, first thing I wanted to ask is, what kind of animals? Your father had a farm.
Yes.
What kind of animals did he have on there?
Well, he had horses,
mm-hmm.
and cows, hogs, sheep.
And what do you call it when a cow eats some grass and then brings it up again, chews it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Cows, then you have any special name for that? You say it's chewing.
Belching up or could.
That's right. And what do you call milk that sort of turned and doesn't taste very good?
Blanky.
And do you ever say just sour?
Soured.
Mm-hmm.
Soured. Or when it first begins to turn, it's always called it blanky. Because you know when you pour cream in your coffee and it's a little sour, well, you say, well, that's blanky. Got moved. And then they're sour. Either one, it doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, you use both of those. And what do you say a calf does when it's being weaned? When it makes a lot of noise and howls around.
Bowls.
I see. And then, do you ever watch him put shoes on the horses? Shoe the horses. And how do they do that? Do you remember?
Well, the blacksmith just takes up their hind feet and puts it across their knee and has their hammer and nails and shoes and puts it on, has it in a box there with a handle to it and keeps his shoes and nails in that hammer. I've seen my dad do it.
Your dad could do that too?
Yeah, he could do it. I've seen him put a shoe on a horse a lot of times.
And then, what'd you call it when you killed the hogs and made you know, different kinds of meat? What'd you say you were gonna do there?
Well, get it cured,